Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, the author of a book that I'll be telling you about real soon, and where you can get it and where you can buy it. And she's the subject of two separate documentaries. She is the subject of an extensive radio series. She is absolutely amazing. During this time, at 84 years young, when you would think people are slowing down and letting a little bit of moss grow, not Yvonne Coleman-Larry, not at all. And when you think of her, when I think of her, I think of Americana, and always a very positive message coming from her, and she is absolutely terrific. And we've spoken tremendously about Girl Scouts and Girl Guides and the different organizations that she's been involved in, and she's just absolutely terrific. Yvonne Coleman-Larry, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but I have to admit that last week I got sort of despondent. I have a knee problem, and here you were saying I'm so positive that I was going to say, oops, last week I wasn't too positive about anything. Okay. But I don't know, you know what? I'm going to the doctor, and I've had two shots, and I have one more this week in that knee. But when you have something that's wrong with part of your body like that, I mean, it throws the whole body off. And anyway, I felt really low last week, but I attended worship service at my church by live stream yesterday, and I feel all perked up today because he just had the right thing to say. But, you know, it's been, 8 months or so now since we've been in, and if you have any pain or anything, you know, it just sort of makes it worse because you're not going to usually call somebody like tell the world now, oh, last week I was bad off. But, you know, sometimes it does you good to, you know, get it off your chest and find out that I'm not the only one that's in pain or whatever.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, you know, just because you're down or despondent doesn't mean you're not positive, right? The fact that you did a radio show while being that, and I didn't know that you were despondent. I didn't know that you were down. You seem to have the same, demeanor all throughout. And I know it's different maybe in, you know, look, in 21 minutes, which is the normal length of a radio show, you know, maybe it's hard to hear that in somebody. But there's something to be said for when you're down, not bringing everybody else down and uplifting everyone. Yeah, I think you gave a very positive message the last time we spoke. But kudos, and God bless this the pastor or the minister or the priest, whoever that gave the sermon that pepped you up. I think that's a very rare talent that people have, and again, God bless them for going into the right field. That's what you would hope would happen when somebody goes to a church service or a religious service, a spiritual service. And regardless of what their faith is, you would hope that that they would feel better afterwards. You got to really say, kudos and congratulations to the pastor that was speaking.
Well, I'm going to have to let him know that how much better I felt after I attended the service by live stream. His name is Robert Moss. And I go to Highland Church of Christ. I grew up as a Baptist, and my husband grew up in Church of Christ, which tries to stay by what the Bible has to say. But there's no instrumental music because there was none in New Testament days. And therefore, it's a cappella, and it is beautiful singing. It's amazing how everybody finds what part they need to be singing, and oh, it just lifts you up. But anyway, you know, I felt so despondent last week, and I couldn't get my knee to not hurt, even though I got a shot in it. And the doctor had said, alternate between Tylenol and an ibuprofen, or whatever that word is, every 2 hours, and that was doing nothing. And there's an ointment that I'm using, and it didn't seem to be doing anything. And so I was just, you know, really, really down. But anyway, yesterday he used the scripture in the Bible and the book of Philippians, and it was in the 4th chapter and the 11th verse. And Paul said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And I got to thinking, well, I guess I am content. I'm in my home. I have my own bed. I can go and take a nap or just relax, even though sometimes it's hard to get my leg up and over onto the bed. But that just seemed to knock it for me, that verse, that I need to be, that I can be content with whatever my problem is. And I know I need to exercise more, and I stopped driving about 9 weeks ago. That was when this knee bothered me, and I was about 2 blocks from home, and I didn't know if I could put my right leg on the brake or not. And when I got home, I thought, oh, I've got to go to the doctor before I do anything else, because I'm not going to drive, and I don't know if I can stop the car or whatever. And so I haven't driven in a couple of months, but I have wonderful neighbors and friends and who, you know, say, for instance, like these three knee shots that I'm having, well, I'll take you, or, you know, this kind of thing. And I want to ask, but the others said, oh, well, just let me know, and I'll be happy, you know, to take you wherever you need to be. And so in that sense, you know, I feel so much better. And and I know that, you know, a lot of people are in pain of some kind or another, and sometimes it's just sadness because of what is going on, or people that we know that has been positive for the virus. And you know, all of this makes you feel down, but I, you know, I think Paul was right that I need to be content in whatever the situation is.
Well, one of the, I mean, there's a lot that I could take out of everything you just said there, but again, let me remind folks that are just tuning in a little late, or turning on their computers a little late, or just tuning in a little late. Frank McKay here with Yvonne Coleman Lowry. And one of the things that comes to mind immediately is how appropriate it is that particular verse, 4:11, verse 11, I should say, chapter 4, verse 11, would come up now when you needed it most, right? This was how you were feeling. You weren't feeling, you know, good. You were feeling despondent. You were feeling whatever. And it reminds you. And, you know, you're talking about something that's written 2,000 years ago. It reminds you that, hey, it's okay to feel this, but let me look at it a much different way. And just for that many years, how many millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people that it has affected, and those words affected. And, you know, and secondly, the idea that there's different people that are, or groups of people that help you in different ways. You know, your doctor, you know, they're there. Obviously, you're going to listen to them on the medical front, and they're going to make sure that your body is working properly, and that it should be going. But you have friends that are driving you when you shouldn't be driving, right? If you had doubts about you being able to stop the car, not only do you not want to harm yourself, but you don't want to harm someone else. So you have these good friends that are willing to take you to the places until you are better, until your leg and or you feel more confident and so forth. But then there's someone there in your life to work on your spirit, to work on your spiritual side. And I'll tell you, it's a nice balance of things. You got your friendship there that are taking care of the needs, the household needs, and the everyday needs of driving and so forth. The doctor, the more complicated medical needs that you need all this training for. But so many people take care of those things and they don't take care of their inside. And when I mean by their inside, their soul and their spirit and everything else. And it's just a perfect example of a beautiful balance. Again, Frank McKay here with Yvonne Coleman Larry. You could binge listen on over 100 outlets to everything that we've been doing. She's done so much radio. She's become just a wonderful radio personality as well as everything else. Frank McKay here with Yvonne. But think about that, Yvonne. It's really it's a balancing act, life. And sometimes people just work on their physical and you'll see them walk around and they'll look fantastic, but then they're not happy for some reason and there's something else missing there. They either don't have those connections, those friendships, those family or friends that are going to help them get through a bad time, or spiritually they're not. But physically they look fantastic. Address that if you would. I mean, you really have to, have all of those things working in proper order to have a nice, fulfilling life.
Well, I guess since I was a child, I've been involved in organizations. You know, like started as a Girl Scout in '42, and went all the way through high school. And there was something called the Polly Pigtail Club at that time, and there was a few of us. And I had a playhouse in the back of that Daddy had attached to the garage. And, my neighbors, the girls, would all come and we'd get together and we'd have afternoon tea. I'm talking, we're like in third and fourth grade. And, we wanted to do like what the grown-ups did. And, here we had our pigtails because I wore my hair either hanging down or over the top for years, even as an adult partly. But I've had friends and people that I could rely on all my life, and that's what is important now, to think that two of them drives too far as I'm concerned to pick me up to go someplace or to the doctor and that kind of thing. But we're willing to do that. We need to do that. And one of them is the father of the daughter that has been helping me, took me to have this shot last week. And he's in his 80s also. And I thought, oh, he drove so far to come and pick me up, and his daughter couldn't even come at that time. And so I am fortunate. And this was a ham radio friend of my husband, and I have talked about his wife who died last year. My mind's blank. I can't even think of his name. But the preacher yesterday used the title Sunshine on a Cloudy Day, which was from, I don't know who wrote the song, but I think that the Temptations and maybe Peter, Paul, and Mary, I guess that was back in the 80s or
earlier than that, the 60s, I think, 60s and 70s.
Oh, okay. And I thought, oh, well, that's, sunshine on a cloudy day. Last week was a cloudy week for me, but I guess after hearing his sermon and all my friends helping me and all, I'm thinking, hey, there is sunshine, on a cloudy day. So I'm experiencing that. Yeah. See, I'm breaking up because I'm thinking of all the people that has helped me since way back in February days when I, you know, stopped driving, stopped going any place, and all that kind of thing.
Just wonderful that you have that type of, and don't ever feel bad for breaking up. It's just getting choked up on something like that. I'm getting choked up listening to you talk about it. You put a lot in, and you know, regardless of what people's beliefs are, you know, karma. You know, some people say karma, and some people just say you give what you get, and you reap what you sow, and so much of that. And it's true. I mean, you've given your whole life, and now that you're in need. And you need somebody to be helpful, and it's coming through. So many people that are in different facilities, assisted care, and nursing homes, listen to our shows, and they enjoy me speaking to you every week, and I have conversations about our conversations all the time. And there's one lady in particular, and I'm sure she's gonna hear this, and she'll know who I'm talking to. You know, she was saying, do the folks out there that are in their 80s realize what a treasure it is to be out there? And I said, well, yeah, but it's also, and she said, no, I'm not complaining at all, but we get out so seldomly. And you know, it's nice here, and the particular place she's talking about is lovely. I mean, it's absolutely lovely. They have all the meals there, and it's assisted living, so they have, you know, a bunch of folks that are there in case something happens, but they're not in constant need. But they look at the outside world and people, you know, living to 100 on the outside world. And being able to go to the store just regularly, having a lot more freedom. I'm telling you, there's a lot of different levels of contentment, and so many folks there at the different places that I'm talking about. My uncle's in one, and I've gotten to know all types of people there. And you got to talk to them from a distance, you know, from 6 feet away, and out on the patio when they're there, you got to have masks on, and you have to be from a distance. So you're almost like not shouting, but you're talking loudly. You're not having that private conversation that you used to have. But that's because of the coronavirus. Yvonne Coleman-Lowry is our very special guest. Once again, binge listen to everything we've been doing. And if you go to iHeartRadio.com or radio.com, radio.net, Spotify, SoundCloud, you can hear everything, and about 100 other places. Yvonne Coleman-Lowry, again, is our very special guest. But Yvonne, if you think about it, there are different levels of freedom, different levels of contentment, and all of these things that we're talking about, you could look around the country, and there, but for the grace of God, go I. There's people without legs, or there's people that have no ability to get up and use the bathroom for themselves. You know, they need help to do that. And again, it's all different levels that we, you know, me at 53 and you at 84, we're going to go through all these different time periods, and hopefully we have people around that are going to be there to help us and love us and be there. But you've earned this. You've earned people being around to be helpful, because you've been doing it all your life.
Well, I mean, I guess my life's not much different than it used to be, except I live in a house by myself now instead of
with Max,
you know, with people.
Yeah.
But that, you know, I'm content as far as all that's concerned, and you know, I just feel so good this week compared with the way I felt last week. So this is, you know,
yeah.
That's what's good about life, that we can count our blessings and know that maybe we're better off than we think we are.
Yeah, but God bless the pastor and the is he a minister or pastor? What's his proper title? Robert Morse.
Oh, I usually say minister or preacher. Yeah. You know,
but that's what he does, and that's what his expertise is, and just think of how it made you feel, and just, you know, mission accomplished on that particular Sunday. And you're not even there. The fact that you could watch it streaming is just incredible. And, you know,
that's right.
A godsend, a real godsend for people to be able to see their church services on Zoom. And think of how different that made you feel. Just
this one is streamed, not on Zoom, but we have Wednesday night Bible study on Zoom, and but I'm getting to the place where I don't want my picture up, you know, over on the side or wherever, because I find every now and then as somebody sitting in their easy chair and you can tell they've gone to sleep, and I'm thinking, oh, I've got to be careful when I'm on, when I have my picture up there, that I don't do anything crazy. Like, well, it's not crazy, but, you know, when you hear somebody speaking and all, and some of those chairs look so comfortable, I'm thinking, oh, wow, because I don't have any of those kind of things. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, I might fall asleep too.
Yeah, well, listen. It's just part of the, you know, the new technology and learning how to use all of these different things. But I mean, you know, God bless those folks too. You know, somebody, you know, might want to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, you fall asleep. You might want to not show your picture. They might not know how to do that. And if
not only that, they may be at home by themselves, you know, sitting there watching that, and you know, all at once just sort of doze off.
And I don't even know if there's anything wrong with any of that. They're participating, and if they want to participate and they're so comfortable that they could fall asleep, then God bless them too. I'll tell you what, we're getting through it differently. Each of us are getting through this differently. And when I say this, I mean the pandemic, because a lot of this is par for the course of what has become the new normal for us. And again, you know, you mentioned Polly Pigtail Club, and boy, these poor little girls that wouldn't have an opportunity to do something like that because maybe they're social distancing or they're having masks or whatever, and you think of how better things were in so many ways when you were a child and you had that freedom to do that or to walk around the block without worrying about, you know, some crazy person abducting you or something like that. You know, a lot of differences in the time. By the way, a lot of better things now: medication and technology, and technical advances in medicine. All of that is better now. I mean, I don't think there's any question. But there are different times, and you could count your blessings, as they say, because the Polly Pigtail Club is something that's not available to the 10-year-old girls or the 8-year-old girls now. They just can't do it. And until this virus is over. Once the virus is over, then hopefully things will get back to normal or the new normal, whatever it is. What would you like to leave us with? And again, I think your attitude is always positive, even when you're not feeling well or you're feeling despondent. You always give a very positive message here. What can you leave us with? And especially the folks that are maybe feeling trapped and they're in a place and they can't get out because of the coronavirus.
Well, I think the scripture that, and speaking of Paul saying, that I am content wherever I am. And I know that sounds hard. And last week I might not have felt that way because I just felt so down and all. But then when I stopped to think about it, at least I have friends that would take me to the doctor that's the only way I see them, but I have telephone calls and those kind of things. And I just think we have to, you know, make the best of what we have and be content, even if I'm talking to myself, you know, or this kind of thing, maybe not out loud, but in, you know, deciding what I'm going to do next and how I'm going to, like what I'm going to share on your radio program, each week. Those kind of things are, you know, as long as you have something to look forward to and something to prepare yourself for, makes a difference.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Yvonne, I want to thank you once again for being here, and I encourage everyone to binge listen to everything that we've been doing. We'll let you know real soon where to see documentaries, and go to the website. There's a lot on that website you could see, and it's a great starting point for everything. So much wonderful work has been done by Yvonne, and at 84 years old, she gets so much going and so much finished. Yvonne, thank you once again.
I've enjoyed it.
Frank McKay signing off. Yvonne Coleman Larry is been our very special guest, has been our very special guest. And again, binge listen to everything that we've been doing here. Try SoundCloud. And if not, try 100 plus other places that you could check out what we've been talking about. No particular order, just binge listen in any particular order. And I think you'll enjoy, and you'll see why I think Americana every time I think about Yvonne Coleman Larry. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.